Okay, I'm going to go to it now. Good evening, folks. How many books that did I get in the beginning? Well, go to it, yeah. Good evening. What is the date today? Is today... hey, Chip, do you know what the date is? 4/12? Okay, April 12th. 2014. Amazing that we live in this time, and this is the Koine Greek class ongoing periodically as we live in this dispensation. And, boy, I mean, how many texts did I get initially? Probably a dozen, I think. I got a couple more even after that. So really hard to say, you know, who started in here, but that's people go, well, hey, we're all here. And you know, as Miss Jan said to me in a letter recently, she said, even if you have a conference and one person is there that listens, it's worth it to the Lord. So more or less that's how we're going to go at this. And you know, this does take a lot of work. It does take time. I can't say how people should relegate their time as far as things are concerned. And so that, you know, that's up to them. I'm certainly no one to judge anybody. So, yeah, I know we're curious. I'm curious, too. I'm certainly no person to judge anybody at all on what they do and what they have to do. And so, you know, we all have our ministry, and we just carry on. I'm going to try to carry this on as long as I can, as long as I live. So, well, I'm going to start out with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing all of these faithful saints together tonight with hearts that want to know your original Koine Greek of your New Testament scriptures. We do know, for a matter of fact, that learning the Koine Greek, the original language of the actual written works of the apostles during the New Testament, that learning this language does bring a more fuller light, and even at times a more correct translation of your word. And so we pray that your power through the Holy Spirit might be upon us as we endeavor in this, and that you might give us the energy, the heart, and the joy, and the love that's needed to continue in this language that isn't, you know, that isn't easy, actually. So we pray for that, and we pray that it might bring you glory, for your word says if we're supposed to glory, we're supposed to glory in you. And so we all have that in our heart. I think I can speak for all of us that we have it in our heart to glory for you, dear Heavenly Father, through your beloved Son, as witnessed by our sealer, God the Holy Spirit. And we pray your Spirit would be on us tonight, that we might have joy and zeal in learning this original language of your precious, precious New Testament scriptures. And our Lord and Head, his name, our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. All right, well, tonight, what we are going to do is we are going to do a night of vocabulary. All we're going to do is we're going to read Greek forms, and we are going to pronounce them, enunciate them correctly. If I make a mistake, I'm going to go back and enunciate it again with the correct pronunciation as well as I know, and with the correct accent. And so we all get a flavor of these Koine Greek forms. The idea being is that that we listen to the language, and that we have this language in our minds and in our ears, and so it makes it more familiar to us. And so we all should build a a large Koine Greek vocabulary, we should pay attention to correct pronunciation, where the syllables, where the accents lie, where the syllables are. I don't know why Doherty dropped out of here, but I'm going to keep on going. So, open your texts to page 8, all right? So we're going to do, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 pages of Koine Greek texts, Koine Greek forms, and I'll try to go over the each page twice. So then, as far as Doherty is concerned, do we have, do we keep on going, do you think, or do you want to wait, or keep on going, or? Okay, I just turned the recorder on, I forgot to do that. So at any rate, tonight it's April 14th, or April 12th, 2014. We're continuing in the Koine Greek class of the New Testament. Tonight we are going over Koine Greek vocabulary. And so we can, you know, just listen to the forms and pronounce them correctly and understand what they mean. Okay, page 8, you'll notice that there's a number of forms there, and we're going to begin. All right, just look at the forms, and when I pronounce them correctly, I'd like you to say them out. Don't be afraid to do that. Speak them out to yourselves so you get an understanding of what they sound like. Apostolos. Apostolos. Now you notice that the accent is over the first omicron there. Apostol. And that form means apostle. Next one is soma. You'll notice that the accent is over the omega. Soma. It's not soma. It's soma. And that means body in the Koine. Next form is phoné. It's not phoné, it's phoné. Notice the accent there. Say it out loud. Phoné. That means sound in the Koine. Next form is cardia, or cardia. If you want to roll the R's, I think that in rolling the R's, it brings a particular nuance to the language, and I think that it can make it flow easier. Cardia, that means heart. Next form is phabas. It's not phobos, it's phabas. And most of us, we pronounce omicrons like omega, like logos. It's not logos, it's lagos. Just like this is not phobos, it's phabas. Phabas, meaning fear. And you know, I'm going to get persnickety about that because, you know, we don't want to be lazy. We don't want to be lazy Americans as far as learning the Koine. And plus, once we get a handle on this, a little bit more of a handle on these forms, we can pronounce them exactly as how God, the Holy Spirit, would have it, how He wrote it through the hands of men. The next form is genos. Genos, meaning race. The next form is philippos. Philippos. It's not philippos, it's philippos. Philippos. The accent on the first iota, and iota is pronounced iota, not iota. It's philippos. Philippos, which means Philip. The next form is exodus. Exodus, meaning departure, or the book Exodus in the scriptures. The next form is pronounced Zoe, and that is pronounced with a DZ sound. Not Zoe, not with a Z, but a Zoe with a bit of a D at the beginning of the pronunciation. Zoe, meaning life. Next form is Petras. Petras, meaning Peter. Petras. Next form is not Theos. It is not Theos. It's pronounced Theos. 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 Pardon me. Theos, meaning God. It's not Theos or Theos. It's Theos, meaning God. Next form is Gune. Gune, meaning woman. Next is Pater. Pater. And that means father. The next form is Psukse. Psukse. That's a P-C at the beginning there, pronounced in our English, P-S-I. Psukse. Psukse, meaning soul. Next form on page 8 is Polis. Polis. It's not Polis. It's not Polis. It's Polis. Polis, meaning city. And the final vocabulary form on page 8 is Christos. It's not Christos. It's Christos. Christos, with the correct pronunciation or the correct accent on the omicron, and the iota is e. Christos. Christos. And, you know, again, we're getting a little persnickety here, but instead of saying, oh yeah, Christos. The Lord Christos. No, it's Christos. All right, so, you know, let's say a really well-versed Koine person would listen to us speak, and if we went, oh yeah, Christos, they'd say, what? Who's this? No, it's Christos. That's the correct pronunciation of it. And so you can see that if we want to be very diligent Americans in studying the Koine, we will pay attention to the correct pronunciation and the correct enunciation and the correct accents and where they're put. Let's turn to page 23. Is everybody enjoying this as we go? Totally. Okay, very good, Tony. That's great. Totally, I like that. That'll help me now. Very good. Okay, so we're going to get on page 23. We have some more Greek vocabulary, and we notice that we went over this chapter before, how to form the future forms of these Greek verbs we have here. And so here we go, the first form on the top of page 23, and we notice that there's accents, and you notice the little comma over ago. It's shifted to the left, so that's a soft breathing. All right, so the first form there, we have two forms per line, and the first one is ago, meaning I lead. And the next one is axo, which is the future, I will lead. Ago, I lead. Axo, I will lead. Next, akuo. Akuo, I hear. Akuo. And then the future is akuso. Akuso. I will hear. The next one, baptizo. That's the zeta there. It's the DZ sound. It's correctly pronounced baptizo. Notice where the accent is. Baptizo. I baptize. The next form is baptizo. Baptizo. I will baptize. Baptizo. Baptizo. Next one. And you'll find these forms, by the way, a lot in the New Testament. Believe me. Next form is blepo. Easy one. Blepo. I see. And the future of that is blepso, with the psi in there. Blepso, I will see. Next, grapho, grapho, I write. And the future, grapso, I will write. Grapso. Next, didasco, didasco. Notice the accent on the alpha. Or actually, I'm sorry, I mispronounced that. It's didaso, didaso. I mispronounced that. I mispronounced the iota. It's didaso, didasco. Actually, didasco means I teach. And the next is the future of that. It's didaxo, didaxo. I will teach. Didasco, I teach. Didaxo, I will teach. Next, doxazo, doxazo, that's the zeta in there, again, the DZ sound, doxazo, I play. The future of that is doxazo, doxazo, I will glorify, doxazo, I glorify doxazo. I will glorify. Next, we have a rough breathing over the next form. It's hetoimazo. Notice that the little accent over the epsilon is curled to the right, so it's a rough breathing sound. Ha, ha. Hetoimazo. Hetoimazo. I prepare. The future of that. Hetoimazo, hetoimazo, I prepare. It's actually beautiful after a while when you get over the fear of pronouncing these forms, you know. Hetoimazo, hetoimazo, that's beautiful, I prepare. Hetoimazo, hetoimazo, I mean, it would be excellent if we could, you know, speak in this language together and then study the word and understand it. I mean, that's our goal. Next, we have rough breathing again. It's heco. Heco means I have. And then hexo. Hexo, I will have. The future. Next is feraptuo. Feraptuo, I heal. You see the English therapy in there. Feraptuo, I heal. And the future of that is feraptuso. Feraptuso, you know, notice the addition of a sigma in there to form the future. I will heal. Feraptuso. Next is important ones. Keruso. Keruso. I preach. And then Keruxo. Keruxo. I will preach. Very important. Very important. Here is a very common verb here. Luo. I loose. Luo, and then the future, luso, luso, I will loose, luo, luso. Next one is patho. It's not pytho, it's patho, because we have a diphthong in there. You notice epsilon iota. Epsilon iota is a diphthong, two vowels together, and it's pronounced A. The alpha iota is pronounced I. So here, this is not pytho, it's patho, patho, I trust in. And then peso, I will trust in. Next is pempo, kind of a pempo, I send. And then pempso, I will send. Next is pisteo. Pistuo. I mispronounced that diphthong there. Epsilon, which is oo. Pistuo, I believe. Pistuso. I will believe. Pistuso. I will believe. Next, sozo, almost sounds Japanese. sozo, I say, sozo. And then so-so, I will save. I like that, sozo, I save, so-so, I will save. And then a very important mu iota conjugated verb, ami. Ami, and that means I am, ami. And then an adverb, ne, meaning not, and u, also meaning not. So, you know, that you can go over that personally as, you know, I hope that this helps you in your enunciation, pronunciation of these forms. But, you know, again, going over these forms in your mind, or say them out loud, get by yourself if that's what it takes, because I believe that reading these out loud will reinforce your learning. Turn to page 31. Page 31, some more Greek forms that we are going to pronounce and go over. These are second declension nouns. We know that there's three declension of nouns, the first, second, and third declension nouns in the Greek New Testament. The second declension nouns are the most popular. Then comes the first declension, and then the third declension. So there's a reason why it's called declension, and we can go over that at another time. I believe that I can just interject this. I found an adjunct text by Professor Black that I have to send to Doherty and to Barney. Yet I did send one to Ron and Tony. And this is a text that is about the language that you can just sit down and read. It's hard to explain, but it describes how they got about coming about with the word declension, what it means, and different parts of speech and what they mean and how they're put together. It's actually called an intermediate Koine Greek text, but I'm going to mail it to you guys, and you can just read it at your leisure. And I think it's a very extremely beneficial adjunct text. We're not going to be quizzed on it or studying out of it. It's just for your information. So I got to get another one. I'll be sending those out to Doherty and Barney in the next couple of weeks. So, and all I require is your firstborn as payment. So let's turn to 31, page 31 in the text. And we have second declension, Koine Greek nouns here. And the first one is ha. We notice the definite article, omicron, with the rough breathing mark. The definite articles are the, ha angelos, that's how that is pronounced. It means angel or the angel. Angelos, ha angelos. When two consonants come together, they have a kind of an N sound thrown in there. It's angelos. Angelos, that's how you pronounce that. Ha angelos, angel or the angel. Ha argas. Agras, I'm sorry. Ha agras. Agras, actually. Ha agras. Agras. Ha agras. Pardon me. Means field or the field. Ha adelphas. Ha adelphas. It means brother or fellow. Comes from Philadelphia, brotherly love. The next is, you know, an important one. I in the scriptures, ha harmart, harmartolas, ha harmartolas, and that means a sinner. Ha harmartolas means the sinner. Next is a very important common form. Ha anthropas. Ha anthropas means the man or man. Next, we've seen this before. Ha apostolos. Apostolos means apostle or the apostle. Next, ha diakonos. Diakonos means the minister or deacon. Next, ha doulos. Very popular one in the scriptures. Ha doulos, meaning the servant or the slave. Ha thanatos. Ha thanatos, important form, meaning death. The study of death. Ha thanatos, death. Next, ha theos. It's not theos. It's ha theos, meaning God. And then we have Iesus, ha Iesus, pardon me, ha Iesus, meaning Jesus or the Jesus. Great. Turn the page over to page 32. I don't know how far we're going to get. Like I said, I have about roughly 15 pages here, so we're on the fourth one. We'll see how far we go. We can always pick this up. I hope you enjoy this. I hope it does you well, does me well. Another important one on the top of page 32. Ha cosmos. It's not cosmos. It's not cosmos. It's not cosmos. It's ha cosmos, meaning the world. Very important. Next, ha kurias. Ha kurias, meaning the Lord, or Master, the Lord, or Lord. Ha kurias. Next is ha lithas. Ha lithas, it's not lithas. It's ha lithas, meaning stone. Next, we've gone over this, important. Ha lagas. It's not logos, it's not loga. It's ha lagas, word or the word. Next, ha namas. It's not nomos. It's ha namas, meaning law. Next, ha oikos. Oikos. Notice the diphthong. Omicron. Iota pronounced oi. Ha oikos. The house or house. Next is ha axlas, ha axlas, meaning crowd or the crowd. Next, very important, rough breathing. Over this next one, it's ha-huias. Huias, very important, meaning the son or son. We are not children, we are adopted sons of God. Huiothesias. Huiothesian is our Huiothesian is our call name, and it means sun placing. And this is very important if you study the placing of suns, or Huiothesian, because it has to do with the importance of us being sons of God, adopted sons of God. And I reckon that with our calling as sons, as adopted sons, our blessings are beyond our wildest dreams, because we are adopted sons and we have rights and privileges of the beloved son. Now, I don't know how far, that's what Greek law speaks. I don't know how far the Almighty takes that as far as what our blessings are, if you understand my meaning by that. But if we study the scriptures and we know that these Greek forms are what the Holy Spirit wrote, and we know that our dear Heavenly Father called us out before either the foundation of the material universe or the overthrow, however you want to take that form, that He called us out in His mind through His beloved Son to be adopted sons with possibly all the rights and privileges of His beloved Son. And He did this because of His good pleasure, because He saw fit to do so. Well, I think that without being proud, we're pretty important people to God Almighty, I would say. And so, in knowing that, I can say the words, and, you know, do I know what they totally mean in my puny human existence? No. But I believe them by faith because God has said so. Alright? And that our blessings are that potent, and as Ronnie says, that pregnant. Because if we consider who God Almighty is, and if we consider who the Son of God is, and God the Holy Spirit, what He came to do and who they are, well, I'm not going to belabor the point, but I'll throw that out to you. And see, sometimes when I study these things, I get stunned by these facts. And then, you know, I get tempted away from the potency and the glory of them. Not saying I'm tempted totally away, but then, you know, the old demon works on you, and, you know, oh, come on, how can you, puny Mike, be this adopted son of the Almighty God? Things like that, you know what I'm saying? But as a matter of fact, they're true. And so, the astounding potency of our calling is seen, because God says so, that's right, and, you know, faith is the operative mechanism of our dispensation. So I'm not going to belabor that. We're going to go on, but that's how important huias is to me and to you. The next one is Christos. Through our head, Christos, Jesus, we have these blessings through our dear Heavenly Father's will, according to His good pleasure. If you can imagine that, I mean, you know, I think that what I realize is I realize what the destroyer keeps people away from, knowing, you know, how important human life can be if we can be blessed with all spiritual blessings in the super heavenlies, in the Son of God. I mean, that's that's potentially what the Father has for every human being, if they'll hear it and believe it. And if he sees fit to know that you'll believe it, he chooses you to it. And that's really getting involved there. But let's move on. But I just wanted to state that these forms, that's what the potency of these forms are associated with in God's holy word. So let's move on. We're probably not going to get through all these pages, but I just can't help myself. Next, our neuter second declension Koine Greek nouns. Dora, ta. This is a different definite article. This is a neuter definite article. It's not ta, it's ta. Ta doran, meaning gift or the gift. Ta doran. Next is ta ergon. Ta ergon, work. Next is ta uangelion. Ta uangelion, the gospel, or actually the good message. There are many gospels. Be careful of that. You know, when people say, oh yeah, I believe the gospel, they're very immature in what they're saying as far as the Lord's word is concerned. There are many gospels. So if you believe the gospel, you should say to a person, well, which one? And then they'll be baffled, of course. The next is here's a long breathing over this form. It's ta heran, ta heran, temple or the temple. Next is what we're not in the word, ta technon, ta technon, and that's a child in the word, in the word ta tech. And Paul talks about children, I believe, in one of his epistles, whether it be Hebrews or Galatians, where he said that I could teach you the meat of the word, but you are ta technon, you are children in the word and cannot handle strong meat of the word. Well, if we can handle strong meat of the word and we are foreordained to, then we should be praising the Lord all the day long that we can, and that we are chosen to know such things. You know, I can't convey that more in your brains and heart than just throwing that out in some words. Okay, feminine nouns of the second declension. Notice that they have a different definite article. It's hey. It's not ha. It's not ta. It's hey, the feminine definite article. Hey, eremas. Hey, eremas, meaning wilderness or wilderness. Next is hey, hodas. Hey, hodas, the way, or road, or the road. Then we have additional omega conjugated verbs. Omega conjugation, the omega conjugated verbs are the most prevalent verbs in the Koine Greek New Testament. Of course, this is a very important one. Ginosko. Ginosko, meaning I know. Next, lambano. Lambano, I take or I receive. Lego, we went over that before. Lego, I say or I speak. Lego. Fedo. Fedo, I bring or I bear. Fedo. Next are conjunctions. Parts of sentences that combine phrases. Conjunctions. Allah. Allah. It means but. De. De. Means now or but. Kai. This isn't K. It's Kai. Meaning and. Also. Even. And then when you have two Kais in the same sentence, it means both and. Kai. Kai, both And, okay, we got through that.
Okay.
Yes.
Diane was asking about the two breathing marks over the chi's. Are they pronounced different? No. They're just a, they're different accents because they slant different ways, but it has to do with their place in the sentence. And probably, that's okay. But there are two different accents. One slants to the right, one slants to the left, but they don't have different pronunciations. So both of those conjunctions are pronounced chi. That was Diane's question. They're a good question. Okay, let's see how much time do we have left. Maybe 20 minutes. Is everybody still with me? Yes. Does that mean I'm still on? Way to go, Dee. Way to go. Okay, turn to page 38, and I'll be right back. Just give me a minute. So just relax there and contemplate either your navel or the koine. All right, here I am back again. Sorry about that. Just had to take a little bit of break there, but notice that I interjected some really top-shelf humor there. When somebody comes up to you and you're quiet and they say, what are you doing? You can say, oh, I'm just contemplating my navel, you know. It's awesome, even though you might not think so. You'll think about it later. All right, let's turn to page 38. And these are feminine nouns, probably of the first declension. Yes, they are. Remember, we have first, second, and third declension nouns in the scriptures of the New Testament, and the second declension nouns are the most prevalent. Then we have first declension nouns here on page 38. So we're going to go through page 38 and 39 and 40. 38, 39, and 40. So here we go. Aletheia. Hey. Aletheia is truth or the truth. Hey. Aletheia. Notice the feminine definite article with the rough breathing. That's hey. And notice the breathing mark over the alpha is not rough. So you have hey. Aletheia. Hey, Aletheia, actually. Aletheia. Aletheia. Hey, Aletheia. The truth or truth. Hey, Amartia. Hey, Amartia. Actually, I'm sorry. There's a rough breathing mark over the alpha, so it's pronounced Hey, Ha-Martia. Hey, Ha-Martia. Ha-Martia. Hey, ha-martia, sin or the sin. Next is an important one. Hey, basileia. Hey, basileia, kingdom or the kingdom. Hey, basileia. Next is hey, diaconia. Hey, diaconia, meaning the ministry or service. Hey, diaconia. Next is a very important important to our calling. Hey, ecclesia. Hey, ecclesia, actually. It's not ecclesia. It's ecclesia. Hold on a second. Hey, ecclesia. Yeah, that's how it's pronounced. Hey, notice the accent there. Hey, ecclesia. Ecclesia. You have to put the accent on the iota, the last iota there. Hey, ecclesia. Church or the church. Next. Hey, ecousia. Hey, ecousia. Authority, the authority. Next. Hey, epi Epithumia. Got it wrong. Epithumia. Hey, epithumia. Notice where the accent is. And it's, you know, like, we don't want to get these wrong because we want to be perfect in our Koine, like the Holy Spirit is perfect. Hey, epithumia, epithumia, desire or lust. Next is hey, hey mera, hey mera, actually. Hey, hey mera, day or the day. Hey, hey mera, the day. Next is hey cardia, hey cardia, meaning heart or the heart. Next, hey marturia, hey marturia. Actually, you get the word martyr from that. Hey marturia, testimony or martyr. Next, hey oikia, hey oikia, the house or house. Next, hey, paresia, hey, paresia, meaning boldness or confidence, hey, paresia. Next, hey, Sophia, it's not Sophia, hey, Sophia, wisdom, hey, Sophia. And next, a very important one. Hey soteria, hey soteria, salvation or the salvation, soteria. Turning to page 39, joy or the joy, hey kara, hey kara, joy or the joy. And next it has a rough breathing mark over the omega, hey hora, meaning hour or the hour. Next, feminine nouns of the doxa type. There's different types in first declension nouns that we went over weeks and weeks ago, you know, but we're just going to keep on keeping on. That's what we're going to do. Keep on keeping on. Feminine nouns of the doxa type. We have hey glossa. Hey glossa. Meaning tongue or the language. Hey glossa. Next, hey doxa. Glory or the glory. Hey doxa. Very important. Very, very important form there, glory. If you ever studied glory and all of its ramification and all of its connection, its connection. I better take an English class. It's connected with tribulation, actually, and suffering, if I'm mistaken, which is interesting in itself. How can that be? But it is. All right, next. Hey thalassa, hey thalassa, actually, hey thalassa, meaning sea or the sea. Feminine nouns of the phoné type, and in order to fully understand these types, we'd have to go back and study this chapter on first declension nouns, which we've done before, but, you know. We can always go back in the future. Feminine nouns of the phoné type. This is how you remember these first declension feminine nouns. They have different endings, and that's why you have feminine first declension nouns of the Hemera type, of the Doxa type, and the phoné type. They have different suffix endings. And by the way, I don't want to scare you at all, but if you do not memorize endings of like second declension nouns and even these first declension nouns and then endings to the adjectives. If you don't eventually memorize those in your lifetime, you're not going to go very far in the Koine. Now, I don't want to scare you, but that's what this is about. If you get down, I read in this other text that I was going to that I did send to a couple of you guys. If you get these down, if you work with these endings in your mind of these first and second declension nouns, the professor said you are in a very, very good way. And so there's initiative to memorize those painstaking endings. All right, let's see. Where did we leave off? Okay. Feminine nouns of the phoné type. Agape, agape. Hey, agape. Love, or the love. Hey, agape. Next is hey, arke. Hey, arke. Beginning, or the beginning. Next is Hege. Hege, the earth or land. Hege. Next is Hey Grafe. Hey Grafe, writings or the scriptures. Hey Grafe. Next is Hey Diatheke. Hey Diatheke, the covenant. Very important. Next is Hey Didaxe, hey didaxe, the teaching or teaching. Next is hey dikai asune, dikai asune, hey dikai asune, righteousness, hey dikai asune, the righteousness. Next, very important, hey. Eirene, hey, Eirene, the peace or peace, hey, Eirene, peace. Next, hey, Entole, Entale, pardon me, got it wrong. Hey, Entale, the commandment or commandment, hey, Entale. Next, hey, Epistale. Next, epistale, actually. You got to watch those accents because your mind throws them all over the place. I'll try that again. Hey, epistale. Epistale, that's how you pronounce that. Hey, epistale. That's the correct pronunciation of that. Next, as we've seen this before, hey, zoe. Hey, zoe. Hey, Zoe, life or the life. Hey, Kephale. Hey, Kephale, head or the head. Hey, Kephale. Next is anger or the anger. Hey, Orge. Hey, Orge, anger or wrath. Hey, Orge. Next, hey, Parabole. It's not parabole. It's hey, parabole. Not hey, parabole. Hey, parabole. Parable. Next, hey, peritome. I got it wrong. Peritame. Hey, peritame, actually. Peritame. Get that accent right. I'm getting it wrong a bit. Peritame. Peritame. Parabole. Parabole. Peritame. Circumcision. Peritame. Meaning to cut off or separation from the world, actually, is what I understand it to mean. That's why they circumcised each other, because it was a separation. Hey, prasuke, prasuke. Hey, prasuke, prayer, or the prayer. Hey, prasuke, the prayer. Hey, sunagone. Hey, sunagone, the synagogue or synagogue. Hey, sunagone. Next, the rough breathing mark over this upsilon. Hey, hupamane. Hey, hupamane. And we need this endurance. This is what the Lord is building in us, even if it's painful. Hey, hupagone. Endurance, steadfastness. For some reason, He wants us to be enduring creatures here, and He wants us to be steadfast. I don't like it. You know, I want to be without pain, and I want to be in glory. And I want to have glory, be in glory, be manifested in glory. But the Lord says, hey, you're going to need hey, hupagane, and you're going to listen to me and do it. That's what He tells Mikey. No matter what I like. Next, hey, phoné, hey, phoné, the voice or the sound, hey, phoné. Next, hey, psuke, the soul, hey, psuke, soul, the soul. We don't have a soul, we are a soul. Hey, psuke. Next, there are masculine nouns of the mathetes type. You'll notice that first declension, Koine Greek nouns of the New Testament, are mostly feminine. That's one way you can memorize them or categorize them. And that the more popular second declension nouns, as we saw before, are mostly masculine and neuter. All right? First declension nouns, mostly feminine. They're not used as much. Second declension nouns, mostly masculine, neuter. They're used a lot more in the New Testament. But we do have some masculine first declension nouns of the mathetes type. Here we go. Ha. Notice that it's masculine definite article. Ha mathetes. Ha mathetes, disciple or the disciple. Next, ha prophetes, prophetes, ha prophetes, the prophet or prophet, ha prophetes. Next is important, ha stratisotes. Let me pronounce that again. Ha stiotes, actually, is how that should be pronounced. Ha stratiotes. That's pretty, kind of a cool one. Ha stratiotes, a strategist or a soldier. Actually, the evil one has a lot of stratiotes that's used against us. If you study Ephesians 6 and our armor, the evil one has a lot of strategies. And I do know that the Apostle Paul has mentioned that he was not ignorant of the devices of Satan. And, you know, I think I am somewhat. I'm ignorant of some of his stratiotes myself. I think I get lured by my dumb old flesh, and the next thing I know, I'm in a little bit of a dark whirlwind, and that's because I don't realize the stratiotes that the wicked one is using against me. I don't know if you find this about yourselves, but I can certainly admit to it, and I have no problem admitting to it, that I am not 100% putting on the armor of God 100% of every day. We have to be vigilant and diligent in our stand. And, you know, there's an outworking in that. Usually it's painful, again, some way or another. He doesn't like that, but nonetheless, that doesn't matter. Yeah. What? Oh, I don't like the next one. Oh, we don't like the next one at all. Huh. Telones. Oh, yeah, we could... We're going to burn this one. We'll write this down big as the couch, and set it on fire. Ha, talones, the tax, render unto Caesar. Ha, talones, the tax collector. Yes, we don't like that here in this home at all. Ha, the next one, hupakrites. Hupakrites. Actually, I got it right the first time. Ha, hupakrites. Hypocrite, or the hypocrite. And I think we're probably going to end on page 40 because we ran out of time. But I'm going to continue on with vocabulary next time. Turn to page 40. We just have a little bit, and then we'll end. Masculine first declension nouns of the Naanias type. Messias. Ha Messias. Meaning the Messiah or Messiah. Ha Messias. Next is Ha Naanias. Naanias. Ha Naanias. Young man or the young man. And then we have the three definite articles, the masculine ha, the feminine he, and the neuter ta. Ha, he, ta, meaning the, definite articles. Next we have preposition with one case. And we'll go over the prepositions in next lesson. Again, apa. It's not apo, it's apa. Or it's apa, apa, from or away from, with the genitive. From or away from, apa. Ace, it's not ice, it's ace. Ace, ace, into, to, for, in, with the accusative. Into, with the accusative, ace. Next one, very important, ek, ek, out of, or from, out of, ek. And the last one, n, in, or within, n, used with the dative. The out of was used with the genitive, out of. We have a calling, that is the ex, the out resurrection, out from among the dead. I believe that's Philippians 3:11. Very important to know that I believe the correct Greek, translations have the double ek in my opinion, in Philippians 3:11. If they don't, they're not ultimately correct. So, next time, I hope that you enjoyed this tonight. Next time, we're going to go over the vocabulary in these pages. You can mark them down if you want to look them over. Pages 46 and 47. Pages 55 and 56, pages 62 and 63, and lastly, pages 83 and 84. So we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pages to get through next time. Today we got through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we should get through 8 pages of vocabulary. Next time, I think this vocabulary, I mean, if we... Let's say we did this every weekend. Let's say I did these pages again and again. These forms would be coming out of your brain like water. And I think that's the beauty of this. Some of these forms are beautiful in speaking, and the truths of them, if you study them out, are magnificent. So thanks again for being with us tonight. Thanks for understanding how we think of the tax man and such. And again, I gave you that bit of really top shelf humor there, which you'll pass on to your generations. Thanks again, folks. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for these blessed folks of your calling. It's wonderful for my wife and I to know them. We love you guys. All of you in the Lord, We hope to see you again soon. And we thank you for being here tonight in this beautiful Koine class that we have the health of brains, the voice, the minds, the eyeballs, the precious Word of God that's saved and prepared and saved for us, the Greek text, the Koine Greek, all those things are blessings whether we realize them or not. And we thank Almighty God for them. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus, our head. Amen.